والسلام على سيد المرسلين خاتم النبيين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودة. وقال رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, how fortunate we are, Alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how fortunate we could not even imagine. The greatest month, Rasulullah by himself, he said, the greatest month is coming upon you. The Sahaba, he said, the greatest month. And he said, a month of barakah, Shahrun Azim, Shahrun Mubarak. Two words our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for this month. Shahrun Azim, about our Prophet, Allah said, Innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. O Prophet, you have the greatest manners. And Rasulullah saying, this month is the greatest month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Quran, هَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. This book, the Quran, we have revealed, is a Mubarak. There is no word in any language to translate the word of Barakah. How are we going to translate? In Urdu we say Baraka, that's it. What is Baraka? In Urdu we say Baraka, Baraka, that's it. There is no translation possible. We all understand, we know Baraka. Allah give Baraka to you. Baraka in your life, Baraka in your food, Baraka in your wealth and health, Baraka. Allah says Quran is a Baraka, Mubarak. And the night Allah has revealed this Quran, said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarak. We have revealed this Quran in the night of barakah. And now Prophet, our Prophet says, this month is the month of barakah. This month and the whole month, day and nights are so blessed. No, blessed is a translation of barakah or not. Blessed from Allah. So much reward increases in this month. We should become crazy when we see the Ramadan. We are in Ramadan, we should become crazy to earn rewards. What do we need more? One nafil equal to farz. It can never be in other days. $1 equal to zakat. One charity, one nafil dollar if you put in box, sadaqah, is equal to giving zakat. Two rakat nafil before salat, if you pray two rakat, you are praying like two rakat first. How many nafil you can do? As many as you like. And one farz equal to 70 farz. This is the barakah. One firm equal to 70 times increases the reward 70 times. We pray Fajr, Alhamdulillah, 70 times Fajr praying, 70 times. We will pray now Zuhr Jummah, we will get reward of 70 Salat. Each Namaz, each Salat equal to 70 times. If you pray alone, if you pray at home, if you pray Fajr at home, in Ramadan you will get the 70 times, 70 Fajr's reward. But if you come to Masjid and pray with Jama'ah, you will get the reward multiplied by 27 and 70. Going to the hundreds of namaz, one namaz. This is what the barakah of this month. How many fast we can do in this month? Every day fast. That's it. We cannot increase the fast. Five namaz, five salah. But nafil, as many you like. Unfortunately, we like to pray only some. We say we don't have time for tarawih. This is the sunnah. And according to our Prophet, Rasulullah says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضًا وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا. Allah has made, look at the word of Prophet, Rasulullah says, Allah has made the siyam, the fasting is a compulsory, obligatory. And Allah has made the qiyamul layl, tarawih is a tatawwur, is a sunnah. This is by Allah. Allah said, pray at night, I want to reward you. We don't have time. We are busy in our businesses, in our work, our jobs, or if we come, we say, Samrakat, 8 o'clock, you know. Don't you need more reward? Each 2 rakat is going to be equal to 4. So this is the month of blessing. The month of baraka. How much baraka we cannot even imagine. One scholar, he says, three things, three deeds, three a'mal. On the day of judgment, has a no scale to put. Allah will not put these three on the scale to weigh. Cannot be weighed. Number one, and the reward is on Allah. The three things, Allah will Himself give the reward. How much? No one knows. Number one, in Quran Allah says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah Akbar. فَمَنْ عَفَى, whoever forgives. Learn forgiving. Forgive people. Forgive their mistakes. Forgive at your home, your children, your wives, your brothers, your sisters, your friends. Forgive them. They make mistakes. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you like Allah forgive you? So Allah says, فَمَنْ عَفَى, whoever forgives. Okay, I forgive you. You owe me money. You cannot pay. I forgive you. Just fine. I forgive you, brother. Don't worry. You don't need to give me. فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Look at the word. The reward on Allah. Allah said, it's on me. If you forgive people, your reward on me. And now I will give you reward. So no count. أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The second, in Quran, Allah said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those people, they do the sabr, patience. They will get the reward unlimited. We all understand unlimited calling plans, right? Unlimited lines. Unlimited. Oh, wow, unlimited? I need it. Unlimited anything. You like to get it unlimited. Allah says unlimited reward for sabirin. For those they have patience. يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah says, unlimited, I will give reward. The third thing, Allah says in Hadith, Rasulullah says, Allah says, أَصَّوْمُ لِي. The fasting, the psalm and roza is the only for thee. Because there's so much sincerity in it. This worship, this ibadah, has so much sincerity. Person fasts only for me, not to show anyone. This the amal, this deed, has so much ikhlas in it. Allah says, a person if fasts, he fasts for me. I know it. Alhamdulillah. I think every one of us fasting. And we stay at home, everything in front of us. Food and drink and juices, anything. I am alone at home. No one is watching. Never anyone can think, let me try something. I feel hungry. I feel thirsty. Say, no way. Our children even, they don't like to test anything. This is what the sincerity of fasting. That's why Allah said, أَصَّعُمُ لِي. The fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي. I will reward for fasting. I by myself, other deeds, other a'mal, salat, zakat, whatever a'mal, the reward will be given through angels. And the reward of fasting given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come here, I will give you reward. Oh wow, good, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we all are fasting. We all know what is the meaning of fasting. Easy, right? Almost 1 week is gone. Before Ramadan was arriving, we had some worry. How is going to be 17 hours, 18 hours? But after 1-2 days, mashallah, so easy. Everyone is liking. Alhamdulillah. But my dear brothers, is this the fasting really? What that Allah is ordered us to fast? Just He want to keep us hungry and thirsty? Is this the fast? Nothing hard for us. Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. This fasting, the reason of fasting, you should get the taqwa, piety. Now we control, we don't eat the food, we don't drink anything. Even in the halal food at home, we don't eat that halal because Allah has ordered not to eat, not to touch. But my dear brothers, if after fasting a person involved in lying, in backbiting, all kind of sinful life, doing wrong things, Allah will accept our fast. This control, this tongue is a dangerous part of the body. We can control not to eat. But we cannot control about talking about others, about backbiting. We enjoy, sit and talk with people, even in masjid. My dear respected brothers, please, try to be separate from the people. No need friendships. No need family members or anything. So in this month, leave me. Necessary talk. Necessary communication. And this month became greatest because of Quran. Allah said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which Allah has revealed the Quran. So because of the Quran, this month became greatest. And now we all have Quran in our hands. Because of the Quran, Quran Kareem, the night became so greatest. Allah said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What do you know about the night of Qadr? Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, is it better than 1,000 months? Better than 1,000 months? Why that night became better than 1,000 months? Because of the Quran. Now, my dear respected brothers, few things I like to say, we really need to practice in this month. Number one, try to control our tongue. Less talking, less communication. Number two, don't miss any salat with jama'at. Big loss. If we don't come to masjid, don't become lazy and say, I will pray at home, fajr salat. Who's going to be masjid? It's very late. No. How much you lose, you don't know. This is the last, could be last chance. Come to masjid and gain reward. Third thing, when you come to masjid, pray two rakat sunnah or nafil before salat. If it is a time, after also. And if you have time, say Quran and read Quran. Every one of us should try to finish at least 3 Qur'an in this month. At least. Every day 3 sipara. Not hard. But we just want some fazail and say, make this dua, do this dua. But we don't want to be practical. Should we start reading? Or did we start reading Qur'an? No. We don't even open Quran in Ramadan when we are going to open. After we die, people will open on us. That's what we are waiting, my dear brothers. So people will read. Like we read on people, how much do we read? For our, those people they passed away. No one will read. You read for yourself. Even our children are not going to read for us. Believe me, they don't have time. We should read for ourselves. So come to masjid, pray with jama'ah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, four things in one kalima. He's coming four things together. Try to say more and more. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika minan nar. In one line you can say whole thing. Memorize it. La ilaha illallah, we all know. Astaghfirullah, we know. Istaghfar. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive me. As'aluka al-jannah, oh Allah, grant me jannah. A'udhu bika minan nar, oh Allah, save me from jannah. Keep on repeating this word while you are driving, watching and sitting. Keep tasbih in your hand and keep on repeating. Rasulullah said, say more and more. Do we say 100 times a day? No, we don't have time. And another thing important,
we have given a golden chance every day. Allah is ready to accept our dua. Every day before iftar. But we are so happy to see iftar in front of us. Especially our iftar. Indian, Pakistani iftar. Eid al-Sufra and Maida. Wow! I've become crazy and waiting. Yes, you can be happy. Be happy. Misfa ibn Farhata. Rasulullah said, for the fasting person, two times is happiness, two times. He becomes happy two times. One at the time of iftar, yes. How great Allah is providing us food and drink and juice. Subhanallah, after 17 hours, when we take the any fruit, we feel, this is the ni'mah of my Allah. Yes. One bite of any fruit, if you take, one bite of watermelon, if you take, you feel, subhanAllah. What kind of fruit Allah is giving us? So the sign for hadam, for the fasting person, two times is happiness. One at the time of iftar, one is when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he see the reward, he will feel so happy. But at this time, Allah is waiting. You fulfilled my order. Now I am ready to accept what you want. Ask me. I wanna give you what do you want. Make dua. And especially I like to say, tell our sisters at home to finish making your warm samosas and iftar 10-15 minutes. Let them to sit and say, we don't need anything. You come and sit and make dua. Our moms, our children, our sisters, our daughters, they if they make dua, Allah will accept. And we make them busy in making iftar. No. 15-20 minutes before iftar, tell them finish everything, sit and make dua. This is the time of dua. So first thing, save our fasting by not talking about anyone. Second thing, try to read Quran and pray Salat in Jama'ah. And another thing, one word came in mind. We all know the nights are so important. Which night could be the Laylatul Qadr? We don't know. Do one thing. Each night pray Isha and Fajr in Masjid. So if that is the Laylatul Qadr, you got that night. And second thing, try to give charity every night, even $1. Every night from tonight, say, I will put $1 in box. If it is a Laylatul Qadr, it is like spending in Laylatul Qadr. We don't know which night it could be. Every night, pray three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ. Every night, like equal to one Quran. Like equal to one Quran reward every night from tonight. Say, I will pray, I will read three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ, Surah Al-Ikhlas. I will give $1, not $1. You don't catch my word and say, Maulana said $1, I will spend what? You can give 10, you can give 100, up to you. But if it is a Laylatul Qadr, you will get the reward, my brother. And do istighfar. May Allah give us tawfiq to recognize this month. And may Allah accept our fasting and our dua.